Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, Alan, the season is here.
Time to go shopping.
It's time for us to tell the people what to go spend money on.
That's right. And we'd like to put together a list of things, Hugh, that you can go out there in favorite categories. And we put it on the website.
Sure.
And people can just print it out and go shopping if they like.
So here you have it, folks.
Hugh, a good place to start is with Bargain Chardonnay. And here's a couple that I found that I think are really nice. Bread and Butter Chardonnay and Grayson Cellars Chardonnay, both California products. Both of them around $12, $13. Really, really nice. White Bordeaux is a lovely type of wine these days, and I found a great bargain in Chateau La Raz, R-A-Z, from Bergerac. It's about $15, and I've been drinking a lot of this wine over the last year. It is really, really stunning. If you love good white Burgundy, you know you have to pay an awful lot of money for it, right? Well, maybe not. Rue Père et Fils have a Mâcon Village, which is kind of south of regular Burgundy, for $16, and that's a good steal. Those of you who like Maryland Chardonnay will see a great resemblance between this and the Maryland Chardonnay. I happen to love a wine from the Loire Valley called Vouvray, which is Chenin Blanc, Hugh. And Le Clos Franc Vouvray at $15 is a steal. Slightly off dry, very minerally, a great, great food wine. It's a lot of fun. I think we can agree that Viognier has become very, very popular over the last couple years. And one of our favorite makers is Span in Alexander Valley. Span is just a wonderful winery. You can see their wines. They have a famous one called Mosin that's out there. This is their Viognier for $26, a really, really nice, I would say, Saturday night dinner wine easily. Very, very food friendly. Now, every now and then we're going to splurge, and for my white wine splurge, I thought I would look at Chablis, where you can get some really good values. And here's one from Drouin. It's not the same name as the Burgundy producer. But Drouin's Chablis Premier Cru means it's from a really good vineyard. Vaillant, that's the name of the vineyard. $33. That's a good deal for really good quality French Chablis. Well, there's no other kind, is there? We all like to have some red wine at dinner, and we keep our eyes open for a bargain Cabernet Sauvignon. This is the same one that I picked last year, and I have no reason to change the pick. It's Sean Miner's Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles, 2014 at $14. This guy is a negotiant, and he just buys good juice and puts out good wine. A good name to know, Sean Miner. And here's one you're really going to agree with. Saturday Night Dinner Cabernet Sauvignon, Alexander Valley Vineyards, one of our favorites. $23, that's not a lot of money for a wine that's this good. It's good cab. And speaking of good cab, if you want to splurge on something, try the Trinitas Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. 2012, $48, a little expensive, but it's really worth it. It really brings all those classic flavors. Now, looking at Italy, I love Barbaresco, so the Ciretto Barbaresco at $23 is a good choice. From Spain, I love the region of Montsant. Here's Can Blau's Montsant for $15. And looking at Maryland, Old Westminster's Revelry Edition 1, a red blend, a lovely, lovely wine. And if you want to try some Black Ankle, the Rolling Hills non-vintage red blend is out there for $30. And finally, dessert, Ferrera's Ruby Port, $15, a great buy.
How about that for something for brightening up the season?
There it is. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.